It's 8:31 on the clock. We'll call the meeting, call to order the Board of Equalization meeting. The Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, Tiemann. Matt told he'll be a few minutes late.
Any cough problem?
Need a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented?
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. Switch Jurgens' no to a yes, and somebody needs to turn Matt's absent.
Sorry, boss.
6-0.
Birthday boy slacking over there.
He's on strike.
Birthday. He can't. You know, he turned 40 today.
Yeah.
One.
Motion to approve or disapprove minutes of a previous meeting?
So moved to approve.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Tiemann. Vote. 6-0. Comments from the public on requests for future agenda items. Is this where we comment on Terry's birthday today?
No. All right.
No. But I will make one other comment. Listen to Quibi the last few days, and congratulations, Doug Kennedy, I guess.
Yes.
35 years, quite an honor, quite an accomplishment. Quite a long time.
It's been a mix of congratulations and condolences.
Well, I told somebody you must have been 10 years old when you started or something. So, yeah. So congratulations on 35 years. That's anybody who works anywhere for 35 years, that's quite a deal.
Should have brought rolls for you.
Please, we'd get plenty.
Otherwise, Patty?
The only thing that I really have is we probably should set up a few meetings now for protests. We are up to 68, but like 11 of them are one property owner, so they brought some in yesterday. I've handled some in the office. People have come in and talked, and a lot of them are rentals and things like that. So I'd probably stay away from the 4th of July a little bit, just because we'll have people calling as soon as we send a notice out.
We won't have time to even get it out to meet that week. We have to give them type up letters to get them out. So,
because what's today?
24th.
But how long of a time frame?
Well, I mean, if we would schedule it for like that following week somewhere
following
there.
Week, yeah.
Then they would be able to get it with the holiday, you know, the mail and stuff anymore.
So, you know, generally what do? We go with two board members or three?
Three. And
we have done two when we've had two, but usually we do three.
It's Byers, Hill, and Jurgens is on the Equalization Committee. So that's who we'll start with, and if they can't make it for some of the scheduled ones, and then contact one of the rest of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's good. And I can do the week of the 6th up till I'm leaving, actually, on a vacation with my family on the 10th. So I'm going to be cruising around the world, so can't find me. But I can do, and I told Patty, I can do the week of the 6th up 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and I can do the week of the 20th. Also, and the final week, the 27th, I can do all those.
Okay, we have to finish on the 24th.
Actually, your board meeting is the 22nd, so unless you want to have a special meeting after that, you would probably want to wrap
the finals
up for
the
22nd.
Board. So, is there any dates now that you guys want to go ahead and set up so Don can get the letters out?
You better set some up so that if we need to have that where they can come in on the 22nd already.
22nd would be probably, that's when the full board would have to hear the little meetings, then it goes to the full board for approval. So we have little meetings before, and then it goes to the full board for approval.
Want to start on your Wednesday after the board meeting, or do you want to pick full days? Because 8th is you'll be here in the morning. You want to make it a longer day, or do you want to get that and start full days?
I'd just say cram as many in one day as you could, for myself.
Well, like I said, when you have a property owner that has, you know, 11 or so, that's a lot, but we wouldn't need much more than probably 20 minutes because they think they're farm ground.
Yeah. Well, the 6th, you have your committee meetings. 7th is open. 8th is your board meeting. And then 9th, and Denny's gone on the 10th, so.
What time are you guys done on the 6th?
Well, it's going to take some extra time, but I would do Monday afternoon the 6th. Start on the afternoon.
Okay. Monday at 1, just in case, because you don't know how long our...
And then do all day on the 7th.
Okay.
And then do the afternoon of the 8th.
If
Let's
maybe,
just get them in there as...
Okay.
So all day on
the
8th. 8th is board meeting, Don?
Yep.
8th is board meeting.
So you'd have to start after...
1 o'clock, probably on,
right.
on the 8th.
Patty, most of these protests are what then?
Well, from what I've seen, there's quite a few agricultural ones this year. I've done a lot of the rental properties, a few houses and stuff that have recently sold, and then some have appraisals. So the ones I've done are pretty simple. The thing of it is, though, is they'll all come in this last week. That's when the majority of them come in. So... Because as of yesterday, I only had like 50-some, and then 11 came in yesterday, but and they were all one property owner. So people wait till the very last day to file them, and we got 2 days yet next week. So it's, I really don't have, you know, a handle on what we can pretty easily do the ones I have, because I've got those separated on my desk, and I'm going to try to get a hold of those people and have them bring maps in on the agricultural ones to make sure we have everything classified right.
Well, the rest of the committee, and somebody would have to take my place, would need to put more in probably the week of the 13th. So, John, do you have...
Well, or you can go the 9th, too, if you want to make that a full week.
Like, I'll have more of a handle on it after the end of this week, and then see what they do Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
So, but those are at least the days. The 7th would start, like, at 9, maybe, or 8:30, or what do you...
The sooner the better for me.
Yeah, me too. 8:30 is fine.
8:30.
So we'll do the 6th, 7th, and 8th right now, and then I'll just keep in touch with you as how many more I get in.
Is that okay with you guys? Okay. All right.
I know we at least need two board members.
Yeah.
We need two present to do it, yes.
Right.
So we try to have three, and we try to have the three on the equalization board, but if they can't, then they can contact somebody, and hopefully somebody else can sure do it too.
And it can go pretty fast. It obviously, you know, the whole point is for them to show us why, you know, their property is not valued appropriately and give us the evidence to do that, and then we make a decision. If it's something that we can't, if we need to refer to have a, like in a commercial thing, some of those once in a while we have to have
Daryl
do that.
Yeah, and Daryl will need to come because there are some commercial ones that filed.
So he'll come one of those days?
Well, we'll probably, if it's okay, I may have him contact people, because the best thing is to have him contact and maybe go on out there and just visit the site. You know, as to come in here, you don't get much out of a 10-minute meeting, so it's almost better if he goes out, visits the site, and then brings it back to us. And
a lot of times if they come in here, then he'll go out there in a way.
Yeah,
so
we'll just skip, you know. We're still giving them a hearing, and it still has to go before the full board. So, but
right.
I do have a few commercial ones. So,
are we gonna be able to meet in our little room upstairs, or can we? We'd like to. We have met down here.
Down here is kind of nice, because if
like
they call the Don's office if they're out of state, then we can take it on
that
the
okay?
phone.
Okay. We'll meet down here then. Okay.
Otherwise, I don't have anything for today unless anybody has any questions about anything. Some people have been calling about flooding and everything. I did do some research, and the only thing I know is back when Omaha and Iowa had some of that major flooding, some of the counties up in that area had to go look at the land afterwards and saw quite a bit of, like, sand deposits and things like that. Kind of the gist of it, though, is if it can be reused again for agricultural land, it's just one of those natural disaster-type things, and I know that doesn't make anybody feel better, but I don't know that, you know, unless it's done so much damage that you can't reuse it for farm ground and you reclassify it. I think there was a lot of sand and stuff that was deposited back over in the Omaha, and stuff. So I've had a few calls on that. I don't know if most people can replant still. I mean, that's kind of an iffy thing. And then I don't know where insurance
problem is on most of them bottoms. At least I had 3 inches last night. It'll be 2 weeks before I'll be able to get in there, and I haven't been able to plant. So what I'm saying is that's definitely going to be out of the picture now. So,
Yeah, and, you know.
Well, but the only problem is they might not be able to replant, but it doesn't change the value of the property.
Right.
Because when we look at the value of the property, we look at comparables to other properties of similar nature in the area. So it's sad that they can't plant. That's a problem in doing business, that the value of the property, unfortunately, isn't affected by that.
Yeah.
And even the tornadoes that take the properties on January 1st, May 1st or May 2nd, if they're there January 1, they still get taxed for that because we're always in arrear, you know, as far as, so that's kind of a, those natural disasters and with the state of Nebraska, you know, that's kind of a situation. I mean, insurance hopefully will take care of some of that, but I don't know what kind, if with flood insurance, I don't really know that part of it very well to know whether, you know, crop insurance will take care of any of that or not, so. That's kind of the questions I've had. You know, on a dry year, bottom land is really, really good for you know, so it's kind of a double edge, you know. But it's just real bit a real unusual season of rain, so. Another thing I have come across a little bit that I was kind of curious and I was going to talk to the city. We're going to start going on edges of towns now in the floodplain because we believe that some of the city lots in town probably have some crops growing on it. And I don't know if in the city side of it, if, was there ever anything as far as, you know, in the floodplain you can't build or you can't do anything. Can you put farm ground in if you're butting up to something out of the city limits and... I'm thinking you can. So some of those we have that are in town that are priced as floodplain lots. But now if we go out there, there could be a crop growing on it. So you know what? That changes the value of the...
I'd check with the state on that and see if they have any kind of...
It's the state plus the... I just didn't know if the city had any regulations, you know, because it's like in the nondescript area, but they're in city limits. But if you have your farm ground out... And then you start coming into the city lots. Our floodplain lot values are pretty low compared to what if you got a crop.
And I know. I can drive right to some city lots that have corn and beans on them. Yeah.
So that's another thing that we're going to have to start looking at is to see what kind of crop and you know.
Eddie, I will say, I mean. Maybe it's a business I'm in, but I've had a lot of complaints over farm ground. Like I say, maybe it's just because of the people that come in. And their main thing is the surrounding counties were way up here, and the rest of them went. Example is, I'm talking about farmland now. We're at 27.65%. Jefferson's 12%. Johnson's 20%. Lancaster's 8%. Pawnee 17, Saline 17. I'm talking about increases. Okay. So that's the major complaint that I have.
Yeah. The only thing is that we need to do then is to get the spreadsheets, though, what their value per acre is, because that's a number, and I understand that number looks high for Gage County. But if you can't compare my farm ground values to, like, Lancaster and Johnson and Jefferson, you want to look at your dry land per acre value. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because we don't know where they were last year. We don't.
Well,
know
I mean, we had a good increase last year, too, is what I'm saying. So I don't know what they did last year either. I'm just going by this year again.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, I guess.
Yeah, and what you want to, because I do get the county's irrigated values from Johnson and Jefferson and all those, Saline and Lancaster.
Is there just one irrigated value?
No, there's four.
Okay.
There's four land classes.
Just because land's irrigated doesn't mean it's okay.
You know, and with irrigation, your top irrigated land is class one soils. You know, there's not a lot of ones in Gage County. I mean, there's some. But when you look at my values, you're going to have to take and compare Jefferson's four classes of values of irrigated, four classes of dry, and then compare them to mine.
All right.
And I do have some of that information.
Okay.
So.
You do
and
have? Can we get that
yeah.
in the spreadsheet? So, we have that. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would help, especially when they're sitting there on that committee with somebody here, knowing what some mm-hmm. of the other counties are too. Especially if some farmer comes in and decides to use a little bit of that for the basis for their argument or something.
And you also have to look at the size of the counties too. I mean, Gage County is a bigger county than what Johnson and Pawnee and ourselves have been really, really strong too. I mean, we just had some other stuff come through last week that.
Yeah, but I mean, just because it's on one side of the county, the sale doesn't drop off because of that. They're going to be strong throughout that area if that's the way it is. It does, because it's in one county or the other, doesn't really make any difference in sales, I don't think.
Well,
it really does have some.
Yeah.
If your county, if your land is butting right up one county to the next, then you could look at a sale in Jefferson versus a sale in Gage also if they're right next to each other. But you're right. We need to take our land in our county and our tax district, and that's what we're comparing with. And we can't pull an irrigated farm out of the middle of Johnson County and compare it with a property that we have in Gage County.
And it does go on soils, too. I had a gentleman from Lancaster County call me last week, and he protested last year, and he said he took two bags of dirt into the Lancaster County referee system. Mm-hmm. And he said, this one came from Gage and this one came from Lancaster. And he said, but I can tell you that Gage County is much lower than what Lancaster is. And he said, they're the same dirt. And Lancaster just said, well, Gage is too low. So that was, you know, there's so many different scenarios that go into that based on soil type also. So soil type sometimes does take care of if your land isn't as good. You're going to have a class 3 and class 4 soil, which your valuation is going to be lower than if you have a class 1 or 2. And what's near these river bottoms is like 1 and 2 soils, which is flooded now. But on a good year when it's dry, those soils will produce better grant. I mean,
I guess if you have those figures like the valuations,
well,
I guess that's something I'll need to look at, because there's a lot of questions being asked to me and I don't have an answer for it. So.
Sure, and we'll want to make sure that, because there's market areas too. But when you go over into Pawnee, you've got a lot different ground than what you do
right.
in Gage. And my opinion,
some of that ground right down in Gage County too, though.
I mean, we've had calls. I've had calls, and my wife gets calls. She's on the school board about building a new elementary school, and you know, you get calls, well, how come my land is valued so high? It's just ridiculous. And she reminded me, well, you just paid $9,000 an acre for 500 adjoining you.
And the first thing I do is I take that raw ag land, I divide it by 72%, I get it to market value, and I divide it by the number of acres. I've had a lot of people leave my office because they're fine with that. Mm-hmm. And I think the major thing with anything is the valuations aren't so terribly, I mean, they're bad and it looks bad, but they're concerned about what the tax rates are going to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where I can't look at that. That's not my, you know, I want a plaster valuation in my office. It does relate to taxes, but when you've got property reliance on, you know, schools and everything from just pure tax, it's tough. And I've had a lot of protesters walk away after I've done that, you know, because you want to take it to market value, divide it by the number of acres. So you would divide mm-hmm. by 72% because that's where Gage County's at.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure you don't have any buildings on that, and that's the first thing we talk about. And most of them will walk away and go, I wouldn't even think about selling it for that. So the increases are awful, and I agree. They, you know, they've given me a lot of heartburn this year, but unfortunately, the sales have still been strong.
They're always wonderful if you're going to sell. They're not so wonderful if you're going to buy. And always in a conversation, at least mine, is, what's going to do to my taxes? How much are my taxes going up? But, you know, that's ultimately
I pointed that out, too, that just because your valuation went up 27% should not mean, I can't say it will, but it should not mean that your taxes will go up 27%, because it depends on if I've told people, if you take a county out west that's 95% ag land, it really doesn't matter where they put their value so much, because the taxes, you know, if 95% went up 27% or whatever, they all went up the same, so the tax base kind of went up the same. But if you have a county where you're half residential and then half ag land, residential didn't go up, maybe 1%, 2%, and your ag land went up 27%, your taxes will be affected greater on that ag land than they will be on that residential. Don't know what it'll be, but it will be affected greater.
Yeah, and that 28%, that just, I mean, everybody gets, and I understand the number part of it because it looks bad. Doesn't mean everybody's at 28%. There could be irrigated out there that went up 40, and that's honest.
So this is an average of
that is a median level of value of about 115 sales in Gage County in Area 1. And what happened is the old year dropped off, and the new year came on, and my ratio went plummeting. You know, I was praying it would be in the 60s, and it was in the 50s. And you have to be between 69 and 75% of market value. So, and then, you know, everybody keeps saying, well, ag land's kind of going down, and I've got even a person that had, where it's not happening in my county that I've seen. It's not.
Not yet, no.
And, you know.
You said this will be the bad year, though. Your ratio next year should be better.
No, this is the bad. Yeah, this is the bad. I don't know because our sales are still strong. We had $1.3 million irrigated land sale the other day. You know, it's I just don't know. I mean, I feel for because I know where the increase is every year. I look at it and I get anxious to look at that figure when we drop that year off, but. But, you know, now prices have gone down in the, you know, so I don't know. I would think it would go start to stabilize, but, I mean, everybody knows some of the sales that have come through, and it's like, wow. And even our personal property. I mean, it, you know, the amount of personal property that we've got is a lot more than what. I mean, I'm looking at $700,000, $800,000 valuations on tax statements that I never, ever saw for a number of years. And then you relate that to taxes. That's a huge, huge tax.
And what discussion at the state level has to do with modifying the valuation and tax process? Zero. But
they don't know.
Zero. Well,
I don't think anybody knows. What
previous governor sent a group around, senators around, 6 months, I think it was, listened to people across the state, changed nothing. And until there's a system in place and a realization that we don't need to fight over a law that affects 11 or 12 people, that doesn't ever get used, we waste how much talking about a law up there about putting people to death. Yeah. And then the number one thing that people in the state of Nebraska are worried about is taxes, and they won't deal with that. And then when people call and talk to senators up there, they throw everything down to a local level. Well, we administer the laws that they set in place up there. And so now we go back 2 years and we look at increases that people are going to pay for on today's grain prices. The system, it's broke, and it doesn't reflect the volatility in those markets. I wish they'd go back and look at 6 years to maybe moderate some of those changes or cap the increases that you can do in a year. What business can afford a 20 or 30% increase in cost in a given year and not have the revenue to offset that and expect to be successful? In a county like Gage, where 70-some% of our valuation is rural, then you go west, and in some cases it's 90%. And if we don't protect the industry in the state of Nebraska that's basically fed us all and clothed everybody through, you know, in the last 8 years, who's basically paid the way for everything? And so it falls back on us, and we have to deal with these. And I get a lot of phone calls at home, too, and I'm sensitive to that. And really all we can do is make sure that we're administering the laws correctly down here and interpreting them. But a lot of those changes are going to take place up there. And it's frustrating at times when they get bogged down in things that most of the taxpayers want to be dealt with. And the land's worth that, but if the revenue off that land doesn't support the ability to pay the taxes, that's a real issue. And we've got infrastructure that's crumbling. We've got old buildings. There's needs out there. And our current system is hung on property taxes.
But the governor says we can just handle it all. Just send it down to the counties and the cities. We can handle it. They're the ones who are spending all your money. Stick them, you know. Education. Increase our education, but cut the costs.
Frustrating.
Sorry.
Quite a good discussion. Anything else, Patty? If not, we will call the close the Board of Equalization meeting at 8:56.